What are the chances, over under, she's on SportsCenter later on tonight for starting a brawl in the bleachers?
Not good. I think not good.
I think I'd take her.
All right. All right, Matty T, let's get it.
Well, you know, the big movie opening this weekend is Marvel's Captain America, the Winter Soldier. This is the sequel to 2011's Captain America, the First Avenger, starring Chris Evans. This one seems to continue where the Avengers movie left off, as opposed to the first Captain America movie, which should help the appeal of the Winter Soldier. That means we get to see Scarlett Johansson in this one, returning as the Black Widow, with her skin-tight outfit showing off her ample bosoms. My goodness, that's worth the upcharge for the 3D theater alone. Also, go ahead.
Can I ask a question on that? Is it plural? I never got that. Is
ample
it bosom
bosoms?
Or bosoms?
Bosom buddies.
Bosoms buddies.
True. If it's two dudes dressed as chicks, it's definitely singular. Sorry, okay, I hate to digress.
Anyways,
bosom is one thing.
Also, though, back for this movie, as Nick Fury is Samuel Mother F-Wording Jackson. For some reason, I thought Lawrence Fishburne had played Nick Fury previously, but a quick Google search refreshed my memory. The first Captain America movie mostly took place during World War II, which if you didn't see it, sorry for this tiny spoiler, but at the end, Captain America becomes frozen Encino Man style and is thawed out in present day. So the Winter Soldier takes place in modern times, which finally affords us the opportunity for a new hero to be introduced, known as the Falcon. This character is played by African-American actor Anthony Mackie, and I'm glad to see more positive role models for young African-American moviegoers.
Are you sure about this?
I'm positive about it.
I think it was Lawrence Fishburne. Are you sure?
They look a lot alike, but it seems like some recent blockbusters, though, like Noah, failed to include any relatable black characters at all. I certainly can't recall seeing any making it on the arc. With all the controversy about that one taking liberties with the Bible, you'd think they'd be able to go ahead and get a brother on this time. That's why I say God bless Captain America. This movie shares the heroism with both genders and various races because this is America and that's how we do it. Everyone is allowed on the Captain America boat. Bring us your tired, your poor, and your huddled masses yearning to see a movie that doesn't discriminate based on color or creed. The actor who plays the bad guy known as the Winter Soldier is Romanian actor Sebastian Stan, who plays the Mad Hatter on Once Upon a Time, and also making a co-starring role is the late Robert Redford. The late Robert Redford.
He's alive!
Oh, okay. Well, on Monday, Captain America will easily be number one, and that's this week's Patriotic Matty T Minute.
All right, that's
thanks,
very
buddy.
Good.
Thanks for jumping in on the Robert Redford.
Sorry, I was spaced. I guess, honestly, I was sort of going back and forth. I couldn't decide if he was still alive or not. Robert Redford, God bless him. Great American actor. Great, great American actor.
Weekend at Bernie's 3.
He's aged all right, I guess. It could be worse. I don't know. I guess we could take